stake on this football game. But for what you pay the price for, there are great rewards.
Are you ready?
Live from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is The Blitz with Rick Butler, Chance Collins, and Brandon Orrick.
Blitz today live on Fan Run Radio, Fox Sports Knoxville. Today is December 1st, 2020, and how fitting it is that we did have the snow to kick off December. Now, does that get you in the Christmas spirit or what?
It wasn't enough.
Not enough?
No.
What else are you waiting for?
More snow.
Do you think we're going to – does it look like we're going to get more snow, or was that kind of it?
No, that was it.
No.
Did you guys get, like, more out in Powell?
Turn your mic on.
It's been a while. Did you guys get more out in Powell than, like, around here?
No. I didn't really think it was that much more.
Because, like, I was out in Morristown last night, and it stuck a little bit better out there. It was nice and thick on the grass and on the roof and –
It did take a while for the temperature to get below 32, though. Like, for a lot of it, when the snow was coming down early in the afternoon and late in the afternoon, it was still around 34 degrees. So, I mean, it was snowing a ton, but not really sticking to the ground. And then I guess we had a little bit left over from last night. It actually is still even snowing this morning, but I don't know, pretty cool. Getting the first snowfall of the year. Of the winter season here to kick off December. Good morning, everybody out there. Hey, no matter where you are, no matter how you're listening, thanks for tuning in today. Hopefully, we got a good show for you. My name is Rick Butler. To my left, that is Brandon Ort. To my right, that is Charlie Collier. And, of course, the one and only Chance Collins back behind the booth. Good morning, everybody. How are y'all doing today?
Doing pretty good, Rick.
Tremendous.
Feeling pretty good. Can't complain.
All right, there we go.
I'm doing good as well.
Good. Good, good, good. Well, that is always a good way to start out the day. Hey, wanted to let you know our phone lines are wide open for the day. As always, that number to call is 865-546-8200. Chance will greet you on the line, and we can get you in talking about whatever you would like to on the show. Speaking of what we're going to be talking about today, I'm glad y'all are doing good because our first topic of the day, yeah, it might not be that great to talk about.
What is it, Tennessee football?
Nah, you are correct.
Surprise, surprise.
Tennessee football had a little bit of news for the future yesterday, and I think this was a little bit of kind of maybe information that we knew may happen. And yesterday, the first domino kind of falls. Actually, in reality, it's the second domino. In the last couple of days, we'll tell you about all of that, and we'll really kind of tell you about what this means for the future, right? About what Tennessee is building. Big summer. I know everybody remembers it very well. Huge summer for Tennessee recruiting. Could that potentially be on the way out coming up soon? So we'll talk a little bit about that, and then Brandon, we'll kind of just take a trip to the rest of the sports world. We'll see what are some of the latest stories coming out of the NFL. There's some wild stuff going on. I believe the 49ers, for instance, are no longer going to be playing their games in California.
Well, yeah, because they've got they can't play after a certain time, right?
No, it's the Santa Clara Department of whatever.
Are they no
pretty much idiocracy? Is what they outlawed all physical sports. So you just can't play physical sports, and that means they can't practice, they can't have their games there. That also affects San Jose State. That also affects Stanford. Stanford has the budget to go play somewhere else, and I think they're also going to go play and finish their season in Arizona. But San Jose State, I think, is struggling to afford it. So San Jose State, who is 4-0, is now just their season's over probably because their county outlawed tackle football. Because of the coronavirus, which is just the most absurd and idiotic thing I've ever heard. But
interesting.
Yeah, I'll tell you a little bit about what Kyle Shanahan said about it coming up later. He was not a fan of the suddenness about kind of what was going on. So tell you a little bit more about that story coming up later. Brandon, trivia right off the bat. Let's see. Hold on. Let me make sure I got this number right for you. How well do you feel like you know your college football bowls in general?
I mean, it depends on which ones you're talking about.
Well, just overall in general.
I mean, I don't know some of these ones that have these obscure names that change every year.
Yeah. So one of the longest ever established, the first one was all the way back in 1935 in El Paso, Texas. The Sun Bowl now has been canceled.
What? The Sun Bowl?
The Sun Bowl is off the table for the first time since 1935. The fourth longest, or I guess the fourth oldest college football bowl streak has now come to a close.
You can't cancel the Sun Bowl.
The Sun Bowl is done.
I love the Sun Bowl so much.
It's a great bowl.
Sometimes you know what? It snows.
I don't know if it's if this is the current name for it, but it has also once been called the Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl.
Is it Gildan now?
Wasn't it Hyundai for a while?
It was definitely Hyundai for a while. I don't know what it is now. They changed so much, it seems like, but
I hope it's done. I hope it's still Tony the Tiger.
My favorite part about the Sun Bowl was all the tourism commercials for El Paso that aired during it. Like, there would be probably 2 to 3 tour El Paso commercials per quarter. And they actually made El Paso look like a good place to be and not one of the scariest cities out there.
Have you ever been to El Paso?
No.
You know, it's Spanish for the pass.
Well, it's like right next to...
look at that.
It's right next to Juarez, isn't it?
Is that
Which
true?
Is like not a good place to be.
Yes, it's true. It's right across the border.
And I've heard that it's like really easy to accidentally drive into Mexico from when you're in El Paso. Like I had a teacher last year that lived there for a while, and she said like she accidentally drove into Mexico multiple times.
All right,
it's really easy.
The four of us accidentally end up in Juarez.
Okay.
Who is most likely to survive and get back to El Paso?
It's definitely me.
To get back?
It's definitely me.
Chance your time.
Yeah,
first.
Chance.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chance.
Street smarts. Sure. Charlie.
Sure.
Charlie's gonna be scared. He just said he was scared.
For sure.
I don't. I have incredible street smarts, and I don't get scared.
I'll tell you right now. Like I'm gonna be in Chance's back pocket.
Rick,
like, I will be hip to hip with wherever Chance goes.
I might not ever leave Juarez. I might just run Juarez after a while.
Because Brandon also might have a lot of fun and just stay there. Brandon would be able to somehow be
Kenny Powers in Mexico. I don't know if that's going to be the way that it works out.
I am Kenny Powers.
Who's the most likely to not make it back? Yeah,
Charlie.
I don't think you have.
It's Charlie,
you guys just don't understand.
Great. It's easily Charlie.
I'm great in those situations.
You just were like, well, Juarez, it's close, isn't it? Heard it, you can't get out of Juarez. You can easily get into Juarez.
No, you can get out like she did every time she accidentally drove in there.
He's going to, you know, I guess your plan is you can make the rules once you get to the top.
He's going to make one of those faces like you made yesterday when you shocked him with that shot collar. When he accidentally ends up in Juarez.
I don't know, probably just eat some food and make some friends at a bar.
Sounds like a good plan.
So that's a little bit just about what we have to talk about today, a little bit about what's coming up on the menu. By the way, did you guys see that yesterday the official word of the year by Merriam-Webster's was announced.
Quarantine.
Pandemic.
Is that your official guess?
It's quarantine or pandemic, I would guess.
All right, so Brandon has quarantine. Chance has pandemic. Charlie, you have a guess? What did Merriam-Webster's word of the year?
Is new normal a word?
That would be...
Well, I didn't know, like, if maybe they... Okay, word of the year.
Sure, I guess, like, social distancing?
Exasperated.
What? Think of, like, relevant stuff this year.
What is it? Just tell me.
The word of the year for 2020 is pandemic.
Hey.
Yeah, if there was no way that it wasn't, right?
It's either that or quarantine.
Like that's such a cheesy pick. Why would you pick that?
It's always the trending thing of the year. That's why it's the word of the year.
I'm going to be honest. I thought it just meant like they picked a word that they liked and like wanted to lift up a little
bit. It's like the word that was most used or most often used.
Yes.
Or even most.
Well, if I would have known the criteria.
What do you think? It's like the word of the day that the app gives you?
Yeah, it's not that.
No, I thought like they just gathered around. They're like, all right, like, let's nominate. No,
it's like the most trending.
Based on a statistical analysis of words that are looked up in extremely high numbers in our online dictionary while also showing a significant year-over-year increase over traffic, the word for 2020 is pandemic. However, they give you basically the top 11, right, for 2020. There were two sports-related ones. Can you get anywhere close to either of the other two?
The sports-related ones?
Yes, so they basically put out what the top 11 would have been.
Bubble.
Two of them have something to do with sports. That's a great guess, but no.
Fans.
No.
Attendance.
No. Think about, look, this is something revolutionary to 2020. This was something groundbreaking. And actually.
The Miami Heat.
One of them was before the lockdown. Doesn't even have anything to do with the pandemic.
We don't know.
Mahomes.
Yeah, I guess.
We're out of guesses.
How about Mamba?
Oh, yeah, Kobe.
So Mamba was one of them, and then the other one, think brand new. Think brand new to sports.
COVID trackers.
Y'all are terrible guessers. The worst guessers.
Oh, I'd like to see you guess. No.
Charlie, brand new to sports.
Brand new to sports. Is it player related or like something else?
A little bit above players.
About players? What?
The other word in the sports category for 2020?
Coronavirus.
Kraken.
Oh. Darn it.
The brand new Seattle NHL team. Yeah.
I can't believe
these were the words.
Yep.
I got
do you have any interest in the rest or no?
They need to do better.
Your word made the list.
My word made the list?
Yeah, quarantine. Yeah.
Did my word?
Was it close? Was it top five?
Yeah.
Yes.
Did exasperated nice. Make it?
No, unfortunately not. Hey, there are some good words. Though I thought the funniest one that, you know, was not sports related and it became you have even dropped it on the show since they dropped it on their debate. Malarkey.
Nice. Yeah, Malarkey.
Mike Malarkey?
Malarkey was at the number 11 spot.
Also asymptomatic.
Yeah, there were a ton. So that is just, I guess, a little bit of a tease about what today's show is going to look like. It's going to be all over the place. But we know we're going to start. Guys, we'll go back to yesterday, talk about the big news coming out for Tennessee football as the number one inside linebacker, one of the absolute best players in the nation who was committed to Tennessee, Terrence Lewis, has decommitted from the school. We'll give you all that information, all that news, and talk about what it means coming up next right here on The Blitz. And that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is The Blitz with Rick Butler, Chance Collins, and Brandon Orrick. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. Oh, the weather outside is frightful.
Jingle bell, 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 bell. And there it is. Welcome back to the Blitzmas season. You know, that should have been the intro from the beginning. My bad on that one. It took me a second to get it in the computer. Shout out to Chance for making that happen. But welcome back, everybody.
Blitzmas season is
the
your favorite,
Blitzmas
ain't it?
Blitzmas season is back!
Blitzmas.
Finally, it has come back.
I kind of like Blitzmas. I don't think Brandon liked it last year. I like it. You weren't really on the
what
Blitzmas
train. What was your deal with Blitzmas?
Do you hate happiness?
Here we go again. Can we talk to Phil and then we'll get this out of the way? Phil's been on the phone for a very long time.
Okay, but don't think you're going to get out of this conversation.
No, we will talk about it.
Okay.
But I want to talk to Phil first.
All right.
Oh.
Phil doesn't want to hear this
important
nonsense.
Important matters at hand, and we need to discuss those, certainly. It's a Monday morning. That's what we do, or a Tuesday morning. Good morning, Phil. Welcome into the show today. Missed talking to you yesterday. How you doing? How's your Thanksgiving?
Good morning, Brandon. You want to talk some sports?
Here I am asking
Christmas.
You about your Thanksgiving and your week. Okay. All right.
Yeah, Christmas. I'm going to play a little Yoko Ono and John Lennon then and play Christmas.
Hey, I don't know if you've been listening to the same radio that I have, but people are not very fired up about football here, let me tell you.
Well, we got a job to do, and you and Chance and Brandon and Chuck can do it. Let's get rid of the skull can. Kick him down the road and bring the freeze in. How about that?
Let's do it, Phil.
Kick him down the road and bring the freeze in. I kind of like it.
I'm all for it.
It's a little chilly today.
Winter
It was a little chilly
coming.
Yesterday.
That should be our new tagline. Winter is coming. You
freeze. I was hearing that last break. That wasn't Chuck doing that Gallagher Spa commercial? That wasn't Chuck?
No, that's not Chuck on the Gallagher Spa commercial. Although they have similar voices.
That's one of the funniest commercials I've ever heard. You know.
It would Charlie's
they
voice.
They do kind of have.
They do
voice.
Like
do
when
they sound
that,
alike.
We've pointed this out before.
Yeah, when he said it 2 weeks ago, remember we listened and we all was like, yeah, it kind of sounded alike.
Well, I mean, you can't hear what your own voice sounds like because it's different to you. So
that's true. That's true.
Huh. Well, guys, we got 2 decommitments now, and I guess recruiting's great now, isn't it?
It's starting, isn't it? It's starting. But Caden Salter went to his Twitter and said he'd still commit.
But Phil. We've got to keep Jeremy Pruitt to hold on to this recruiting class, Phil. You got to keep Jeremy Pruitt to hold up to keep the recruits in. You got to hold on to him.
And Bear Bryant wants to keep Fulmer till he passes away.
Yeah, I'm starting to be in the bunch too. That like maybe Fulmer does need to go. Like he really what thing that has he done well?
Exactly.
He really almost let our basketball coach go with this. Class that's coming in. He almost let him leave.
I know. He extended Holly Ward's contract and then had to buy her out for $1 million on the way out the door. I mean, he's a caregiver of money, ain't he? Then gives himself a raise for no reason and give Pruitt a raise. Have to pay $6 million more dollars to get rid of him. I mean, it's worse than the federal government getting money away.
Man, and with this Terrence Lewis situation, you know, again, kind of like how I said at the beginning of the show, this was a situation where we know that this reality is on the table, and we know it's been on the table. We're also thinking about the, you know, the looming future that could be this implementation of the one-time transfer rule, right? That we believe that, hey, is there anybody on Tennessee who might think to themselves, you know what, I don't like what was happening this last year. I want to go finish out my career at somewhere else. Is Tennessee going to get bit by that bug as well? But here looks like the first couple of dominoes that fall for this mighty summer recruiting class that, you know, in hindsight, you worry, hey, was this just a big social media push, right? Who was it as well? The 4-star defensive back, Kamar Wilcoxon. He was another guy, right? He was Florida. Then he flipped to Tennessee. Then he flipped back to Florida. And a lot of these kids, this was during this quarantine. And we knew that at the time. We knew that there was always a reality that, hey, once they get back out into the world and once they actually go on these trips, there's going to be a chance that they change. But also, you add that factor into the fact that Tennessee is not showing any promise for the future. And man, it's anybody's guess right now what that recruiting class is going to turn into.
Who would want a player looking that awful-looking football team we have? I mean, it's it's god awful to look at, and I got to look at it Saturday before I watch my Fighting Irish play in basketball. I don't. It's just at least I get to see some team win during the day. Well, I guarantee Trask is going to light us up like a Christmas tree.
And you know, there's also that one theory that kind of, you know, to the recruiting side, there's the theory that, you know, the schools that aren't doing so hot, they can recruit by saying, you know what, hey, we got spots open right away. If you want to come play, or if you want to play in college football, if you want to play in the SEC, we can give you that opportunity faster than anyone else. But that's not the issue for Tennessee right now. I think you're going to have recruits look at this program and think to themselves, hey, maybe my position is not consistently getting developed enough by those coaches, right? It's not a matter of play time. Maybe it is a matter of, hey, I want to go and get better. That, you know, it doesn't look like development, or it looks like there's problems, there's dysfunctional things going on.
Well, there's less coaching. Last year, they actually, Rocker was a good position coach. He didn't recruit, and Scherer was the special teams coach last year, and I think he was one of the linebacker coaches. Then you had Rump. He was a linebacker coach, too, and all those guys are gone. Our defense is worse. And then you still got the same old, you know, roly-poly offense coordinator. Can't get nothing done with Gitmo. I mean, it's just, a comedy sideshow.
Yeah, I think that a lot of people underestimated that Tracy Rocker leaving. I really do. I feel like we didn't talk about it as much, and we were just like, he's gone. And then another thing, too, something that nobody's talking about really a lot, that I haven't heard it that much. Niedermeyer ain't no linebackers coach.
Well,
no.
here's the thing. I think we greatly undervalued all those coaches.
Yes.
Like you said, Rumpf and Rocker,
yeah,
both. Another one. Like you said, Niedermeyer.
He should have stayed on tight ends. I'm sorry. Like, he's a great recruiter.
He is.
But linebackers have gotten worse.
You got to do whatever you can to keep him, I guess. And I don't know if that's what he wanted. I don't really see how Jeremy Pruitt could tell him, hey, I don't know. I don't know how those things work behind the scenes. But another thing is, I think you greatly miss Craig Fitzgerald.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
In the strength program. Yeah. And maybe that's why the offensive line has taken maybe a step back and doesn't look as good this year.
That's why you have a lack of identity. They don't have the motivating factor that they had when, like, you know, him being a part of the strength and conditioning program and being that force, that, because the strength and conditioning coach is with your players than some of your coaches.
And, I mean, he was kind of the first guy, I mean, the first strength and conditioning coach that you had had for multiple years. And, again, it was only two, but in a long time.
He did good, though. The rest of them are horrible.
One of the best.
Well, you know what the answer is get the freeze in here. I don't want to wait no. I'm pulling for the Gators Saturday. I'm pulling for the Commodes the next Saturday, and I hate Texas A&M with passion, but I'll be pulling for them too. I want the can gone. I want a real program here, not being scum of the earth like we are now.
Yeah, I think
I put it mildly.
I hate to be like that, but I said that a couple of weeks ago. I'm kind of with you. Like, that's the only way that he's going to be fired, if he were to lose out, I believe. And then if he were to have lost that Vanderbilt game, which they probably win that now since they'll be rested and have enough players by the time it comes around. But I think he got lucky that game got moved mysteriously when it did get moved so they could play Missouri, because I think Vanderbilt would beat Tennessee that weekend with the amount of contact tracing and suspected players that are out right now. Tennessee would have got railroaded by Vanderbilt, and Fulmer would have had no choice but to fire him because of the fan outrage and criticism.
Railroaded? They lost 41-0 to Missouri.
I think we suck, Charlie. I'm sorry. I think we suck. I think they would have got railroaded. I think Tennessee sucks right now.
Yeah, it'd be even cooler if they had to put that female kicker out there against us, too. That'd be even more assault fire, wouldn't it? It would be cool, wouldn't it?
They still might. They still might. I think she's still their kicker heading for them. Yeah. I don't know.
I'm not sure if they gave up on that.
Maybe they can. I don't know if they're going to get their others back, but hey, she still might.
It's just tough, though, right now, Phil. And I think you're right. Like, I think that the Fulmer's made things. He's been worse than the previous AD, and that's hard to do.
Yeah.
And then at the same time, everything has regressed in football. And I don't think they're going to get any better towards the end of this season.
Yeah, but he gave you a national championship 25 years ago. See?
Tennessee football 2021 winter is coming. At least that's what a lot of people would like to believe.
Can't get here soon enough. Night King, take me now.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell. All right, here we go back here on the Blitz as we are making our way through the show here on a chilly December 1st with snow. Not too bad, huh?
Feels great.
So,
Blitzmas is here. What's your gripe with Blitzmas?
So here's the thing. I love Christmas. Just as, well.
And it's the first day of December. We even waited. We didn't even do the after Thanksgiving. We waited.
Yeah.
Waited.
Yeah. I have no problems with Christmas. I love Christmas. But I can't do Christmas every day.
Well, you're going to have to. Suck it up.
I don't feel like I'm alone in this. I feel like most people can't do Christmas every day.
You sound like a Scrooge.
But there is an army of people out there, though. There is a large army of people who, the second that it turns into December, this is what they demand.
And those people are insane.
Whoa.
I don't understand. Why are you so mad?
Yeah. I'm not mad.
You seem mad.
I'm not.
You seem mad.
You know what? I think we'll get maybe some people mad. And look, we did this on October 1st, right? Do you guys remember on October 1st we started out the spooky season?
Spooky
and we had a question.
Season.
And I forgot what it was, but we had a question just to start at the conversation. We were talking in the break a second ago and just about some of the stuff that was going to come up with, you know, the month of December later on and some of the things that we're going to do. And we decided that, you know, hey, we think we're probably going to put out, surprise, breaking news, a likely greatest Christmas movie of all time bracket. That's going to come out later in the month. And Chance utters the words that I think is often most controversial whenever you talk about Christmas movies.
They shouldn't be, though.
And Chance, this was...
Die Hard.
Yeah. The age-old question. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
It's
or does
bad
it just
movie.
Take place in Christmas?
It's a bad movie?
It's a bad movie.
Oh, my God. Oh, turn your mic off.
Oh, yeah, I can't.
A bad movie?
It's not
you can
movie.
Argue with me and say
that's
it's
a,
not.
That's a hot take.
A Christmas movie, but Die Hard is definitely not a bad movie. Hans.
Action movies in general like that just kind of suck.
Oh, my God.
What did you?
You and the action movies and the superhero. You just don't like fun. You just like
not a good
take. You like rom-coms, huh? Would you want to sit around and watch Holiday? Is that what you want to watch?
I have a very diverse liking of movies. It just excludes hardcore action and superheroes.
You wanna sit down with me? You wanna watch Last Christmas? Maybe what's that one? there's
I
a
prefer,
one. Everybody
and
watches
dramas.
Comedies and dramas.
And movies about sports and movies about animals and documentaries and mockumentaries.
Well,
biopics.
Cultured Charlie over here, I guess you're out of the conversation.
Right.
The men over here are going to talk about the movie Die Hard. Brandon, what do you think? Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
Bet Charlie doesn't even like the Grinch.
Oh, my God. Brandon's never seen Die Hard.
Really?
No.
Oh, man.
Let's go.
I knew it right off the bat.
Let's go.
We have to have a watch party.
What are you going him for? He's not a great. He's an action movie guy. You would like it if you
Brandon
saw
definitely
it.
Likes action movies.
You would
movies.
Love it if you saw
I would
it.
Probably like it.
Never
watch. But
have a couple beers.
Initially, my initial
it.
Answer is
it's
no.
It's a men's movie.
What do you think about just the okay, but you get this concept here. Movies that take place around the Christmas season, does this automatically make them a Christmas movie?
No. In my opinion, no.
I would say if Christmas is intertwined into the plot or mentioned more than briefly, then yes.
Thank you. You answered our question. Or the question. It's never been a question to me. What's your favorite Christmas movie then, Brandon? I know this is like peeking into the bracket.
A Christmas Story is one I watch every single year. Yep. Christmas Vacation is obviously...
You like a little Jingle All the Way?
With Arnold?
Turbo Man!
I don't know if I've seen
that. I need the Turbo Man.
I don't know if I've seen that.
Classic.
You know.
Arnold is Turbo. Spoiler alert. Turbo Man.
And then he's searching for the Turbo Man.
Oh, man.
The entire movie.
What is going on?
That's why you're not going to be able to talk anything this December. Except for Tennessee football. That's fun.
It's a Wonderful Life. It's a classic.
That's a classic. Good job. Okay.
It's the Sound of Music, a Christmas movie.
It's a little long, though.
No, the Sound of Music is not.
It's always played around Christmas on TV, I feel like.
I don't know how we're going to separate between the
Deck the Halls, that's a good one.
Why him?
Elf.
Elf, yeah.
Now, Elf can get overplayed.
What about
quickly into Christmas?
The Santa Claus.
Couple times was good.
Any of the Santa Clauses.
Now, I do. Man, if Christmas Vacation isn't my favorite, Santa Claus is.
The South Park Christmas special.
Sure. Mm. I will absolutely throw that in.
The Grinch. There's a bunch. The classic, Jim Frosty the Snowman, that comes on CBS every year.
Send that to the moon.
Charlie Brown Christmas.
By the way,
Bad Santa.
Bad Santa's good.
Bad Santa's
really one
good.
And two.
Two wasn't good. One is great.
Two's great, but the first one's the best one.
Hey, on
sure.
December 6th, on, I don't know, I think CBS maybe, a Holly Dolly Christmas special.
Oh, that's a good one. You know the one I hate?
Dolly Parton.
But a lot of people around this area love Christmas movie. Huh. It's an old one for the old heads, for the boomers. Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas.
What?
No one has ever heard of that except for Bear. No one has ever heard of that except for Bear.
Exactly. It's bad.
Where can
it's
I
bad.
Find it?
All
that
the old heads.
Incredible.
I knew you'd love it. I knew you would love it.
No. Literally, no one has ever heard
or
of that
watched
movie
it, or, watched
or seen it.
It
or even knows what it is
what,
except for Bear.
What is it?
Look it up. Emmett Otter's.
I have never
it's like
heard
a Muppet movie.
Oh, never mind. I don't like the Muppets.
It's not the Muppets, though. It's otters.
like the animal?
Yes, like the animal.
How did,
I bet Charlie would love
become,
it.
How did you
I
become
I do like otters.
Oh,
just
because
of
Bear.
Yeah. Yeah. And then his minions that said they loved
will
it
he,
when I talked
will
bad about it.
Will he hold this claim? Like, if
oh,
we
yeah.
confront him, or will he back away?
Oh, no, he'll
no,
hold
I never
it.
Said that. Never
no,
said
no,
that.
He's
he loves
it.
All about making
it.
That up.
Awful movie, though. Awful movie.
Chance, I heard he called you and I out. Last week.
Yeah, he's talking a lot of smack.
When you and I weren't here.
Yeah,
he needed that opportunity to call into our show to talk smack when both you and I weren't
Charlie
here.
Charlie let him through as the gatekeeper. Charlie was the gatekeeper.
I know.
I blame
we,
Charlie.
Look, we would love for Bear to come on our show. I don't know why he doesn't want to come on and talk smack when both Chance and I are here. But, you know, hey, the phone lines are always open. 865-546-8200. By the way, if you or a loved one have been injured in an accident, then do the right thing. Call the Knoxville-based law offices of G. Turner Howard III. Visit g3helmy.com or, well, call them at 865-558-8030. Serving all of East Tennessee with over 20 years of experience, let the G3 team get you the money that you deserve. That is g3helmy.com. I say that because we're talking about the G3 Help Me hotlines. Bear, our G3 Help Me hotlines, they're wide open. You can give us a call. If you would like, we'd love to talk to you. We'd love to talk to anybody. Again, the phone lines are wide open as we are making our way into the end of hour number one here on the show. Man, we still got so much stuff to get into today. Don't go anywhere. We'll do it next. Coming up here on the Blitz. So, I heard that Charlie was one of the few that were unfortunate on this event. But man, the betting gods, they had the last laugh last night in the Seahawks and the Eagles game. A 6.5-point spread. There were some crazy, crazy events that happened at the end of the game, including a Hail Mary, an unnecessary 2-point conversion, all the random things that could have happened, and to a lot of people, they say unnecessary things that could have happened. Man, that is just some of the waves that you ride while the sports gambling train is rolling. Now, that might have been a miss, but we have had so many opportunities to get great hits along the way, and that's exactly what we're telling you about right now. Those are from our good friends over at the FanDuel Sportsbook. You got Tuesday Night Football on tonight. Is that correct? We got Ravens Steelers? Or has that been even moved?
That's been moved to Wednesday.
Moved to tomorrow.
That's been moved again.
Yeah, like
at 3:40?
Yeah.
Who's watching that?
All right, so look, you got some early afternoon NFL action tomorrow on a Wednesday. Look, when will you ever get that again? So celebrate a little Wednesday afternoon NFL football. Hey, by how about throwing some money, seeing if you can win a little bit of money on that game. Sports betting, as we all know, is legal now here in Tennessee. It has been for the last month, and you can join just the huge number of people who have had so much fun and who have made some serious money using the FanDuel Sportsbook. Right now, you can place your first bet on FanDuel Sportsbook risk-free and get up to $1,000 back if you don't win. Really, there's no strings attached. Just place any bet you want. If you win, you keep the cash. If you lose, well, you'll get the entire bet up to $1,000 back in bonus site credit. So you can take another shot at the end zone on the house. And with the FanDuel Sportsbook, generous, risk-free bets are just the beginning. They've got a simple app, live betting on every game, and exhilarating bet types such as same-game parlays where you can combine multiple bets from one game into a single parlay. And once you win on the FanDuel Sportsbook, they will get you your winnings in as little as 24 hours. So to claim your risk-free bet today, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and be sure to sign up with promo code BLITZ so they know the right people sent you to the right place. Again, that's us being the right people, FanDuel being the right place. Again, that's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code BLITZ. As always, must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789. And guys, like I said, what better way to celebrate a Wednesday afternoon divisional rivalry, top-tier NFL caliber game with a little bit of betting action on it. So go have some fun tomorrow. See if you can go make yourself some money.
I'd go with the Steelers.
Yeah, I'd go with the Steelers as well, but don't let us gauge you into picking what you pick. You choose what you'd like.
Ah, the Ravens.
We told you. We told you to lock it in with the Seahawks. I feel like we let you down.
The Ravens seem like a wounded bird right now. They're just trying to get healthy. I don't know how they can take flight. See what it did there. See what it did there.
Made it funny.
Yes.
You made it funny.
Exactly.
Since it is Florida week. Did you see what?
We need a Florida man story every day. Why didn't we do one yesterday? That's on us. That's on us.
We can double down today.
We do. That's what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to double down on the Florida man story
today. Do you
have
a Florida man story right now?
No chance, but I'm glad you asked, because if there's anything that there is not a shortage of in the world, including, it doesn't matter if there's a pandemic, if there's a quarantine, whatever, there is nothing more abundant,
no doubt,
than Florida man stories. So we'll get one. We'll get two.
Well, a Florida player, James Houston. Do you see this?
Who that is?
No, I did not.
He plays for Florida.
Is he pretty good?
I don't know. Was asked where the Florida-Tennessee rivalry ranks for him.
Oh, no. Oh, I don't want to hear this.
He said...
Oh, no.
And I quote,
oh,
I've personally never played a Tennessee team that has that was competitive against us, but it's Tennessee, Florida. I've personally never played a Tennessee team that was competitive against us.
I feel like he's putting a little bit of respect on it.
I'm kind of surprised. I feel like he kind of did. I mean, granted, still, you know, threw some shots in there. But,
Then he's just telling the truth.
I didn't think that he was going to say, you know, follow that up with. I thought he was going to say, well, I've never played them close, so what do I care about him? That's kind of what I was expecting.
Another news.
But that's good to know.
We haven't talked about it much, but Shane Beamer, according to Peter Burns, a lot of people in the industry, is the leader in the clubhouse for the South Carolina job. What do you think about that?
Who?
Shane Beamer.
Hmm? What is?
If
what
I'm
are
a South Carolina,
credentials?
If I'm a South Carolina fan,
Beamer ball.
Where's he coming from?
I mean, it's Frank Beamer's son.
Yeah. Is he on the Vatek staff right now?
I'm
not sure. Oklahoma.
He's at a Big 12 school.
He's at Oklahoma. Yeah. Okay.
He's the assistant head coach.
Yeah.
At OU. Huh.
I don't know if that fires me up if I'm a South Carolina fan.
That's good for us, though. They don't want to go after the Freezes. Might be still hope for Tennessee.
How can you take this?
Yeah, they're saying that his interview went well, so he's already interviewed and everything for that job. He formally interviewed for it on Friday. The source, according to whatever this is, Posting Courier, says that Beamer feels good about where he is in relation to the job. Wow, wouldn't that be something?
Interesting.
Beamer ball in the SEC.
Wow. Huh. Hour number two, coming up next.
Let's make a move!
Shuns of red.